It is time for us to check sports, and the Housatonic Valley Regional High School football team co-op with Northwestern Gilbert and Housatonic, their season ended yesterday. They lost to Valley Regional in the semifinal, one game away from the state championship. They finished the season at 9-3. An incredible season for numerous reasons. First of all, the students in those schools that wanted to play and want to play high school football were able to do it because of the co-op. The skill that they showed, the learning, the progress that they showed during the year was absolutely amazing. And it's good to see these young student athletes achieve success for the true spirit of the game. So congratulations to the Gilbert, Northwestern, and Housatonic co-op football team. Job well done. And get them next year again. All right, now, how about this? In Minnesota, an incredible finish at the Prep Bowl. The Wildcats scored a game-winning touchdown as the clock hit zero in the Class 3A championship game. And if I have the right audio clip set up, we will be able to listen to it. And that's a big. It's a big question whether or not I would have it set up right. But we're going to give it the good old shot here.
For all the marbles right here. Delzer goes to the slot on the far side. Schultz back to throw. He's going to heave one. Down to about the 20. It's caught! Pitch back! Look at this! Christensen wins the game! New London Spicer is state champions! In one of the greatest finishes in the history of the Prep Bowl.
Take a look right here.
It's your play of the game brought to you by Minnesota Rusco, Minnesota's hometown remodeler since 1955. And
Paffrath. Christensen.
It was a Hail Mary thrown to the receiver, came down about the 10-yard line, and they caught it. In the process of being tackled, he lateraled to a teammate directly to his right, and he ran the final 9 yards in for the winning touchdown. It's the stuff dreams are made of. And it's the stuff that makes sports, especially amateur sports, so much fun to watch. Playing for the thrill to play, playing because they love to play the game, playing because they want to win. It's one of those moments that, as a young person, you dream about. You're in that situation, and you come through. All right. So, congratulations. That was. You can find that clip on Google. Just Google it. High school championship, Minnesota high school championship. Lateral. Do a search that way. And you'll find it. All right. Let us go now to the NFL. Now, I watched part of this game because I got up to go to the bathroom, and the Colts were losing 21-19. So it looked a little interesting. So I sat on the edge of my bed. The game enters the fourth quarter. And Dallas scores 33 unanswered points, offense and defense, and wins after the fourth quarter what was a close game, 54-19. 54-19. Oh, well. The Colts got a spanking put on them, and they helped, basically. They helped do it. All right. Let's move on now and check other games that were played in the NFL this past weekend. The Packers beat the Bears 28-19. The Steelers over the Falcons 19-16. The Jets fell to the Vikings 27-22. The Jaguars fell to the Lions, who are playing very good football lately. It's interesting to see how well Detroit is playing, 40-14 over the Jaguars. The Eagles over the Titans 35-10. The Browns over the Texans 27-14. The Giants and Commanders tied 20-20. The Giants had a chance to win with a 58-yard field goal. Their field goal kicker is accurate, but he doesn't have the leg to get 58 yards. The Ravens over the Broncos 10-9. The 49ers, Garoppolo is out for the season again with another injury, but they managed to down the Dolphins 33-17. The Seahawks over the Rams 27-23. The Raiders over the Chargers 27-20. Cincinnati over the Chiefs in a close, good, fun to watch game, 27-24. And coming up tonight, the Buccaneers take on the Saints at 8:15. All right. Now, you look at the standings, and it's just a crazy NFL season. The Bills have the best record in the AFC, 9-3. Dolphins are in second place, 8-4. The Jets in third place, 7-5. The Patriots in last place, 6-6. That's in the AFC East. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are 9-3. The Chargers are 6-6. The Raiders are 5-7. And the Broncos are 3-9. In the AFC North, the Ravens are 8-4. The Bengals are 8-4. The Browns are 5-7. And the Steelers are 5-7. And in the South, the Titans are 7-5. The Colts are 4-6. The Jaguars are 4-8. And the Texans are 1-10. In the National Football Conference, the NFC East, the Eagles are 11-1. Cowboys 9-3, the Giants 7-4-1, the Commanders 7-5-1. In the NFC West, the 49ers are 8-4, the Seahawks 7-5, the Cardinals 4-6, and the Rams 3-9. In the NFC North, the Vikings are 10-2, Lions 5-7, the Packers 5-8. And the Bears, 3-10. And in the NFC South, not a winning team in the division. The Buccaneers are 5-6, tied with the Falcons in first place at 5-6. The Panthers are 4-8, and the Saints are 4-8. So that's that. All right. Taking a look at some of the NBA scores from last night. The Celtics over the Nets, 103-92. The Knicks over the Cavaliers, 92-81. All right. And in NCAA college basketball, We'll go to hockey first, the NHL. The Islanders over the Blackhawks, 3-0. And I think they were the only team that played last night locally. Yes. So now we'll go to NCAA college basketball. And take a look at some of the games. Number 5, Purdue over Minnesota, 89-70. Number 1, 21, UCLA over Oregon, 65-56. And number 4, Arizona over California, 81-68. In women's college basketball, I know this weekend was not a good weekend for the UConn women. They lost to Notre Dame 74-60. And that is a check on sports this morning on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.